David Lynch is known for his films, including Eraserhead, Blue Velvet, and Mulholland Drive. Lynch aspired to be a painter while he was a student at the Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Arts in Philadelphia. This weekend, the Academy opens an exhibition of his work in both media. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that Philadelphia changed everything for David Lynch.
David Lynch grew up in Montana, and he came to Philadelphia in 1966 to study painting, and what he found when he got here was a big eastern city in decline.
Every building was black, soot covered, and it was before graffiti, so it was very pure, very filthy, but had a beautiful mood.
The year and a half he spent as a student at the Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Arts, and four more years living and working in Philadelphia, colored his work for the next four decades.
There was dark carved wood banisters and stairways, and there was a certain type of green that they would paint the rooms, either white or this strange green, and a purity. It hadn't been disturbed, except by the soot.
After he left to go to Los Angeles for film school, David Lynch said it took a year to shake the fear that he had collected while in Philadelphia. During that time, he started making Eraserhead, his first feature film. It's a dark, claustrophobic vision of urban life based on his feelings for this city. And he never stopped painting. Many of the works in the new show at the Academy, called Unified Field, are mini-narratives. They're like little stories frozen in an awkward moment. And a lot of them have words in the picture, like this day the dog went and did bite a chicken, or reaching out for nothing. In one of the galleries, the curator, Bob Cozzolino, points to a TV monitor showing some of Lynch's early films.
This is a film that David Lynch made in 1967 at the opening of the artist James Havard's exhibition, Crayola, that happened at the Diane Vanderlip Gallery in Philadelphia, which no longer exists. What's really great about it is that it is David Lynch shooting the Philadelphia art scene.
What's also interesting is that this film is kind of jaunty. It's black and white footage of a party where people seem to be having fun. As Lynch was absorbing Philadelphia's bleak urban landscape, he was also absorbing its art scene. One of his contemporaries is Bruce Samuelson. He's now on the faculty of the Academy.
There was a whole group of extremely talented people. It was pretty intense. I mean, we have a lot of good students now, and it's intense, but back then it seemed like it was more concentrated, maybe because of the turmoil in the city and the war.
There was excitement in the city that I haven't seen for many years.
That is Roger LaPelle. He's an artist and a gallery owner. LaPelle was at the Institute of Contemporary Art in West Philadelphia in 1962 when Andy Warhol had his first museum exhibition. And he was at the Gershman Y on Broad Street when Alan Caprow staged a happening in 1965. He discovered David Lynch in 1968 when the art student showed his first film. It's a one-minute animated loop projected onto a screen that's been sculpted with disembodied heads in the act of vomiting.
Well, that's the first time I ever saw that. I said, well, what are you up to? And he says, well, I'm broke. My girlfriend's pregnant, and I don't have a job, and I'm out of art school. And I said, well, I don't know. You look like you could be a comer.
LaPelle hired Lynch to do some printing work for him, and he paid him $25 for any painting he would produce. Lynch, to this day, is grateful. Sometimes when LaPelle and Lynch would take a break from working and have lunch together, they would bat around random creative ideas just to keep the juices flowing. Like, what if candy bar wrappers were printed to look like leaves and twigs and stones so that when people threw them on the ground, they didn't look like litter? That was one of Lynch's ideas.
Ideas are the big gifts. Ideas. You don't do anything without an idea. And when you catch one, it's such a thrill that you instantly fall in love. You think you might never forget it. But if you do forget an idea, it's a torment, and it's almost drive you to suicide.
Unified Field will be on through January. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.